Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
And tonight's Real Housewives of OC, there's nothing coming in out of left or right field. It's all business as usual in the OC. It's season 12, episode 8, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't like your lips.
New Tay-Tay.
Hello. Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of OC here at AfterBuzz TV. And we're going to share our thoughts and opinions on this video and this new song by The Taylor Swift.
Obsessed, one word.
Really?
Yes, I think she nailed it on the head. I love the secret messaging behind everything. Yeah. The Katy Perry look, the tilted stage thing.
I like the video. The song, as far as an artist, I don't know what she's doing with this, but yeah. She is much more talented than this, but that's my opinion.
She looks good.
She does.
I mean, the video is one thing, but the song choice itself is different for me.
Sounds like a bunch of different songs put together.
That one was... Do you remember that song, the I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt?
It sounds
she
like that
teamed up with them to create the song.
Really?
So they're accredited songwriters. Yeah, I looked that up today.
Interesting.
You saw this part where she looked like Katy Perry, right?
Yeah,
with the Grammy.
Yeah. Well, you guys can keep up with us and keep the chat going, of course, and leave some comments below. We want to know your thoughts on this show. And you guys can find me at all times on my podcast. It's a Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, and I'm at It's Grant's Rants on Twitter.
Hey, guys, you can find me on all social media platforms, Hollywood Lian. Check out my website, too. We got some good stuff coming up.
Awesome. I'm Thomas Herlina. I have a YouTube show that you guys are going to want to watch. It's called Your Time with Thomas. We're on episode 4, so you guys have to check it out after this after show.
Go. All right, well, before we get into the details, as Tay-Tay plays us out, we'll talk a little bit here about some business going on at AfterBuzz TV that we want you to know about. As always, we thank you so much for the support that you give us here for watching all of our shows. So we actually have some exciting news about AfterBuzz TV. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. And starting next month, we'll be expanding our content just beyond after shows to bring you a whole new slate of content, formats, and guests. Even more coming. So our after shows are not going anywhere. They're simply evolving. Most of the shows you love only air part of the year, like this one. But during the rest of the year, these shows have news constantly breaking, and we want, you know, we're here to talk about it. We want to talk about it with you. More like an ESPN style of TV talk. So we know it's our job to cover it. And we'll have more in-depth coverage shows for comedy, drama, animated, truly anything you can imagine. Nothing is off limits. And given that no limits approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it can be hard to find shows that you love. So they've listened here at AfterBuzz. And we're restructuring the website, shows, and our platforms to make it easier to find what you're looking for. So...
That's amazing.
I like
yeah.
It.
That's all exciting.
Change is always good.
Make it easy. I agree. And make it easy. I agree. So our YouTube channel will be divided into 9 sections by genre. Even better. I would love niche. So drama, comedy, reality competition, wrestling and sports, animation, and then you've got your sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes all in one, and then red carpet, and lastly, our own featured original content. So you can check out some original content coming out of AfterBuzz even more. So you can see that there's a great move in a new direction, and there's a lot to be excited about. So it's not all going to happen overnight, so as these things develop, we'll be experimenting to cater to your TV desires, which basically means your participation and feedback will be essential as we deliver these custom shows. And to keep up to date with everything, be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter launching in the month of September, right around the corner, and check out our AfterBuzz TV weekly show with the Megan Stecker.
Love it.
Love it.
So much exciting news.
Yes, all good stuff. So check it out. Keep in the loop. You know, AfterBuzz is on all social media platforms. Yep. So mm-hmm. you're bound to keep up and catch up with what's happening at all times. So should you get lost, just do a little Google search, or you can always follow us and, you know, we'll be in the middle of it all as well. So good stuff coming up. Meanwhile, let's talk about what's good in the OC. Tamara's getting ready. They're all getting ready, trying to be like all fitness and in shape.
Everyone's trying to get in shape right now. It's like a trend going on. It's the newest fad. Yeah. Even my friends, everyone's getting in shape except for me.
I'm trying. I went to the gym for 30 minutes the other day because that was all I had the whole week. I mean, ridiculous.
It's around this time of year that people start slacking off because we don't need to, like, I mean, yes, it's hot in LA right now, but it's the time where people start putting, like, layering and we're going to get into fall.
Scarves.
So this is the time. If your body wasn't good for summer, it's fine. You'll have, like, next year.
I fall into the worst pattern, though, because now, always in the summer, I'm like, wait a minute, why didn't I do this? So then I get into it. I'm in great shape for Christmas, winter, and I go back to Rhode Island and no one sees a damn thing. And then I lose track in the new year, and then right back to the cycle of looking like, I don't look like that, but I just, I'm a skinny bitch, and I want to look good for the summer.
You know what? Embrace it. Own it. It's better than being other things. I was accused of driving to the gym, Snapchatting that I was at the gym, then getting back in the car and going home.
Oh, who accused you of that?
Yeah, I'm like, the reading has begun on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, super fun.
Instantly, Tamara's talking with, you know, every once in a while you come across a human on these shows, Eddie, Brianna. But so she's all tied up in the drama with this Tamara. So she's already hating on Peggy and because of that one interaction. And, you know, she thinks that she has like a shit don't stink kind of face. And Eddie told her just to let it go and just to like leave it all behind and move on.
So dramatic.
She's not going to do any of that. She's not going to listen to it.
She's so dramatic.
I love the balance that their relationship has because Eddie definitely calms Tiger Tamara down when she, you know, has her moments.
He is a tiger. He can come get me anytime. I'm just kidding. No, you know what? Tonight, I thought Tamara was super dramatic. When she was recapping what happened last episode, she was like, she just came in hot, and the way she came at me, she didn't come in hot. She said, why don't you just let it go?
We wish she did.
Yeah, how is that coming in hot? Like, Tamara, just calm. You're being super dramatic.
Yeah.
And you know, Bravo agrees with us because, and she was like, I wasn't even dramatic. They played like a clip of her being dramatic. So that's how you know you were being dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was too much Peggy in this episode for me. Mentions and scenes. I don't know what it is.
I think they're trying to get her involved a little bit because I actually appreciated her interacting and having the one-on-ones because they're including her now as of opposed to previous episodes where I wouldn't really see her fit in. It's nice to see the one-on-ones.
Yeah,
it's
true. I guess. I just want to see her be a little bit more involved other than being like, let's just relax. Like, I don't need to see a bunch of scenes where her telling people to relax. But
that's true.
Shannon and Peggy get together, and I had high hopes for this scene. I said, all right, I think they're going to be able to hear each other out. There's no one in either one's ear, so they can just have a one-on-one conversation.
Those are the best.
So Shannon tells Peggy that Tamara was upset from the night before, and this is news to Peggy. She, you know, basically says that she's not siding with anyone, and that Shannon tells her just to be careful when it comes to Vicky. Not a surprise there.
I think the meeting went much better than we all thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought they, you know, they heard each other and they were pretty polite about it. And I just thought it was good. I didn't like how Eddie called Vicky a bitch, though, when they were talking about
it. I think he's just over it because, you know, he's seen Tamara go through the ringer with her. And as her husband, I think he just felt the need to say that. But what I do see this season is it's very much like an adult high school.
Yeah,
and it's entertaining to watch just to see how calculated and how, you know, the grudges and everything. I literally feel like I'm watching like a older version of high school.
Yeah, history repeats itself. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, they all have to sit at the lunch table and tell what's going on.
It's very lunch table. Yeah. It's very like, you know, the part where Vicky felt excluded and et cetera. Like, it's interesting to see these women act this way.
Well, Peggy seems very taken by Vicky, the way that she spoke to her at Sterling's birthday and, you know, reached out to her and offered her assistance. So this really took Peggy in, like, full force, like, right to Vicky. And so she was telling Shannon this. And then we started talking about the cancer and how, or the lack thereof. And Bravo gave an edit that made this girl look crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it was completely her fault. But I do think there's a language barrier happening.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about this last time. I know she's been speaking English for years, but you have to...
English major.
Yeah, but you guys have to keep in mind that sometimes, you know, just like the roots slip back in and you forget how to word things.
I don't know. I noticed like the cutting back and forth, and I think they cut it to make it look confusing. You know, she said that she tested negative for the BRCA gene, but an MRI picked it up where the other test didn't. And then they cut to her saying that I got a phone call, they didn't find anything. So there's some type of disconnect there in the edit.
She didn't explain it correctly.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is that she's not explaining herself correctly to the women. Like what I said last episode, I felt like with Tinsley on New York, she kind of just really said what she, you know, that she got arrested, that she did this. And that's what you have to do on the show to keep your story straight.
Yep.
So her introduction has been just really sloppy. And the fact that they're questioning, you know, her double mastectomy and her decisions, it's making of a storyline for her, but it's not the best way to present yourself if you're coming on a reality show.
Mm-hmm. She said a couple things that were right spot on. And she was like, well, you know, we're talking about cancer. Now you're on to mine. I like how she said that. Yeah. Quick. I like how she said, you know, Shannon, you're going to be on to mine now. Hope not. Yeah. But she also said, we're adults, call me. And I like that. I like how she explained that. Because I do think Tamara was riling herself up in the limo with Shannon, you know, on the way back. Like, I think that was just a little dramatic and ridiculous.
Peggy told Shannon, basically, that she was very impressed by Vicky's sincerity. And I don't know, if you're, like, not like me, and if you know you don't like someone, and someone is standing up for that person, and, like, speaking really positive of them, and you know this is just not, they're in their character, you know, that it's like a front. I kind of applaud Shannon, because Shannon really does believe that Vicky is insincere. So I kind of applaud Shannon for not, like, jumping down Peggy's throat and having the field find the need to correct her. I think she's probably thinking, which I hope is, like, let her figure it out for herself. Maybe it'll happen to her. Maybe it won't.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. And so Peggy says that Shannon is not thinking, Peggy says that she is not thinking with emotions. She's thinking with her head and how she perceives Vicky, because Shannon was asking her, like, how do you feel about this, like, cancer scam that she was in? She lied about it, but she is completely removed emotionally. And that's the difference. There. That's the difference between Peggy and someone like Tamara, who's all emotionally in and not thinking with her head.
Yeah.
And Shannon is emotional, because when you even brought that fact up to her face changed immediately. She's like, I'm thinking with my head. You're thinking with, you know, your emotions. Shannon's like, oh, really? And like, you are. That gesture right there clearly states you're emotionally bothered by what someone is saying to you. Relax.
I think part of the reason why she didn't go off on Peggy the way that we normally expect Shannon is because she already did that with Lydia. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she kind of, you know, gave Peggy a little break there.
So Vicky and Brianna have swimming lessons with Brianna's sons, and Brianna is like the rest of us. She is so tired of hearing about this.
Yeah.
She's like, y'all need to get fireball shots and forget it. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you can tell this girl doesn't know what else to say.
She literally said what I've been saying, like, for the past three episodes. Like, take a bunch of shots and move on.
Yep.
She, like, humanizes the whole situation for sure.
She does.
You know, without her in the mix, it would just be this stressful situation, but she kind of lightens
it
up.
And even Vicky's like, so, like, talk about, like, the emotional. She's like, I had to ask Siri, how many times do you forgive someone? 7 times. Like, Brianna is just like, really? Like,
she wasn't
like
even listening at that point.
No.
Brianna's like, I don't want to hear about this anymore. Vicky completely ignored him, was like, well, then I asked Siri. I'm like, come. She said she doesn't want to talk about this. I love Vicky.
Can we just imagine if the three of them really did get along and we were somehow, like, hell froze over and we saw the three of them, like, just go back to, like, being friends again? It's interesting watching the packages back and seeing how close these women were.
Yeah.
Something I noticed, I don't know about you guys, the little boy was completely pooping in his diaper, and then he went swimming.
Oh my God, I know.
She was like, oh, he has a diaper on. And then he jumped back in the water and went swimming. Take him out. You guys are all in the water, feces. Yeah. I'm sorry, germaphobe.
Do you know, I just watched, it was Inside Edition. And they had a whole thing where they went to pools all over North America. Uh-oh. And they said that, is it true that if someone pees or goes to the bathroom in the pool, that the chlorine will kill it? And chlorine will not kill urine. It will keep the algae in the pool clean, but it won't kill the bacteria that comes in urine. So if someone pees in a pool, you need to literally take all the water out and put all the water back in if you don't want to swim in urine.
I've peed in lots of pools.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. But I've never pooped in a pool.
Well, I hope not.
Your urine is still out there.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time since I've had a pool of myself.
Yeah, but come on.
I just grew up in a pool. I just remember as kids, like, we just beat in the pool all the time.
I guess if it was your own pool, you can do what you want. But, I mean, you know, if I'm going to go to the Wynn in Vegas, I don't need to think about you in the corner peeing.
I'm not at Tao Beach urinating in the corner. No, I'm
thank
not.
God for that.
I'm in the corner having tall vodkas with lots of limes.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Sounds familiar. Like this
four limes, to be exact.
Four limes, yes.
So any commentary on Meghan modeling, the young mom getting back to
she should be a hand
world.
Model with her dramatic hand movement. She was like, take my photo.
I think it's great that she is actually showing the audience that she knows she needs to do something outside of being a house mom. And I think it's great. Whatever she wants to do, she should definitely do it. She looks
boring.
Great. She's boring in some senses.
Her head's huge.
When she...
I thought she was going to fall over in that chair when they were taking her photo, bobblehead.
The shade. Yeah. But yeah, I commend her on, you know, going back to her passion. Mm-hmm.
So Peggy and Deco got together, and they're boring the hell out of me.
No,
because
congrats.
every week they have to talk about what the little thing that just happened. They
were
break
so
down.
Funny, the butterfly.
21 what? Years of marriage is a lot.
Yeah, and you have to laugh. Trust me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking 21 years. I'm just saying as far as, like, storyline-wise, like, not that much happens to Peggy where we have to have this catch-up every episode
that's
with
true.
Her and her husband.
You're right about that.
You know?
They're giving her some time. I think they want audiences
to
adapt to her because she continuously talks about the Armenian culture and that's what they did with Jules, how she was talking about being Asian and they're trying to diverse
the. Did it work for season. Jules though?
Jules was a horrible representation of a lot of things.
Yes.
Including Asianness and like being Jewish. Like she just offended a lot of people.
She did. But I think with this episode, I think they want to just keep putting her in there to get the viewers familiar with her because we know everybody else.
I'm really trying to be fair and I'm trying to keep the jury still out within myself of how I view Peggy. I really don't know. I mean,
you don't like her.
I'm less than impressed. That's the current status. Less than impressed.
I think you want somebody that's going to be more in these women's faces because I think that's what you want.
She's just completely miscast on this show. I mean, other than the money that she has. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the show...
I think
I'm
going to
come on as Lydia's friend next season. I mean, it's like, are they really
that friendly? I think they were
that
hoping
friendly?
That she would come in and stir it up. Maybe she does, but it's taking a minute.
Yeah. Well,
and Grant's getting impatient.
That's why I'm Caitlin being the jury still out. But we are on episode 8. I mean, when I reach 10, I'm serious.
You're right. It's
at
getting
10,
up
I'm coming
there.
In and making a decision. You've got 10 hours of Bravo TV time
seriously.
To tell me if I like you or not.
And they shoot so many hours. Like, you have to realize everything that they show on these shows is on purpose. Every second that they show is on purpose because they film hours and hours of it. So what they pick is vital. And sometimes it's been, lately it's been boring. So it's just kind of hard.
Even Meghan said that it was a boring season. Did you read that article?
I did see her say that. Yeah.
I mean, she's not wrong, but we're trying to make it as fun and entertaining as we can over here. Meanwhile, Vicky shows up in yet another new look this season. The hat. Did you like the hat?
I was indifferent to the hat.
It was cute.
I liked
it. Like the outfit selection for that whole scene was just very, she's very confident. And I think it comes from her relationship.
Yeah.
That we're not hearing about so much.
Right, that's true.
Well, she's happy.
Yeah.
So they use an aura machine, and Vicky only believes in Jesus.
That was so great. It was classic Vicky.
Classic Vicky. I love that. I had to write that down because, classic.
It was so classic Vicky. I love it.
So Kelly says that Kelly learns that she's not clearly communicating from her heart, and that Vicky is just very, very happy. So who knows?
I love Vicky. She's like, I don't need a machine to tell me that I'm happy.
That's true. And I love how she literally took all those crystals out the wall and threw them in the trash. She's awful.
Oh my
God. Love it.
Well, I probably would have done that too.
Something that I'm noticing with Kelly, though, is now that she's kind of gotten in this show and, you know, figured out how to play the house game, I think she's kind of separating herself a little bit from Vicky. And I think she's trying to find her own footing in the whole piece of the puzzle. So it's interesting to see, like, her hanging out with Shannon, even spilling some tea, some information that Vicky said. Even though it's things that they've said in each other's faces, it's still interesting to see how Kelly's playing the game.
Yeah, she's more comfortable now.
Vicky kind of picked up on it. She was like, you, Shannon, and...
Meghan.
Yeah, Meghan, you guys are definitely like an odd couple, which was kind of interesting. She brought up title of a movie, The Odd Couple, which is
kind of interesting. I didn't read it today, but there was an article that said, like Vicky, quote, I don't like them, like a paraphrasing, but I don't like them hanging out together. They shouldn't be together.
That was
like
a good thing for her.
She had FOMO.
Take Peggy under her wing immediately because, you know, in the game of Housewives, the numbers are very important. Even though you are the top dog of the show, you still can be eliminated at some point. So to have Peggy on her side, it's really that first moment when she said that about Peggy and said, like, if you need anything, let me know.
Yeah.
Like, that was really when she got Peggy under her wing. And it's important to do that on the show. Mm-hmm. She's done it so many times.
Yeah.
So even though Kelly is kind of going away, she does have, like, her second tier to have.
Well, maybe she's not going away. She's just, you know, taking a lunch. She's taking a lunch.
A little bit.
She's trying to mend what she's fixed. I mean, she's broken a lot of things.
This show is very strategic. You know, people who don't watch these shows probably just think it's a bunch of rich bitches walking around, you know, just yelling at each other. But this show is a lot of that. But it's also pretty strategic in a way, if you think about it, like recruiting on either side and, like, filling each other's head with information.
Yeah, they plan stuff.
Yeah.
This city more than any of the cities, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why it's amusing to watch. Like, when I'm at home and I'm just watching these women really play high school, it's interesting. Like, New York, I don't get that vibe. I get something else.
Yes,
you know,
totally
in every city,
vibe.
You get something different. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills is kind of like high school, but this is just really the next level.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the Orange County ones, they're just very much about attacking each other's images and personal things. Like, I feel like New York, it's more about attacking people's brands and businesses and copycats. And, like, OC is all about marriages and, like, keeping up a good image about marriages.
Yeah.
And also because Orange County, the community is so tight and it's so small. New York and even Beverly Hills, there's L.A., there's so many different parts. But Orange County, there's only so much you can do from Orange County to Newport that it becomes that's all, like, your life.
Right.
So it does feel like high school.
Yeah.
But very entertaining.
Yeah. I feel like before Beverly Hills, maybe even a little bit they crossed over, but they used to go up to L.A. and they went to, like, Robert Siegel. Fred Siegel. Yeah. And, like, they would go to different places. Now they don't even, Heather would do a lot of that. Now they don't do that because they really keep them separate, which is ridiculous because everyone in OC comes up to LA for projects and things. It's like an hour away. It's like why wouldn't you, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
As someone who's done both, I can, you know, speak to that. Mm-hmm. So Shannon is testing David's patience in the car over to the dinner.
She's trying to drive him away is what she's trying to do.
Yeah, what was she talking about?
I don't like how at the top of the show when they were talking about when she was working out, and she was talking about David doing the Spartan race. She's like, it's just taking him away from his family. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is just the wrong thing. Even the girls agreed.
I think she needs to go, like, on a retreat, or somebody needs to just really clear her mind of everything. I think she's been in this bubble, and I think her whole opinion over David and the Spartan race is just something that could be really positive, and in turn is just so negative. And it's like, if you spent the time to work out with him, and yes, he's away, but you should be with him working out as well, and you could be benefiting from what he's doing and make it about you versus just looking at it as two separate things. It's very sad.
She's doing it all wrong, including the dieting plan, as we saw at Mastro's when the seafood tower came.
He did tell me about Mastro's. I've loved going to, like, a lot of, like, nice restaurants, but I've never gone to
Mastro's. We need to go and have a seafood tower.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
How much is that?
It'll be so good.
How much was the seafood tower?
It was a lot.
I can only imagine.
Wait, what's that? I feel like audiences would love to know. Is it like
$50? Okay, here's the thing. It's seasonal and it changes. Like, I've been before with a good number of people.
It's like $70.
No.
Mastro's. It's Mastro's on PCH.
Okay, $112.
It's over $100.
It was $500.
Oh my god.
No, it was not.
Not on this show. Not on this show.
Yes, it was.
The seafood tower was not $500.
Yes, it was.
Was it really?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll never see me. I don't even need it.
And the one that they had on the show was for four people. The one that we got was three tiers. It was
$500. Well, that's why it was $500, but this one that they had on the show.
Right, because this one had
liquid nitrogen. It had gas coming. It had fog coming out of it.
Yours was like a shared entree. Theirs was just like an appetizer.
No, that's what it is. Everyone, you think someone orders a seafood tower for themselves?
Yeah, because they said this will get like us started. That's what Eddie said.
That's what people do.
We
they
need
order
receipts,
seafood.
Honey.
This is what happened.
I know. We're not buying them.
You guys, look it up on Google. Put it on the live chat right now.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna Google it after this.
Honestly,
Seriously. Let's keep going.
So
I'm in the mood for lobster now.
Shannon says that David works out, you know, as we were talking about, and that it's become his obsession and that it's his number one priority. And the minute David defends himself and such a way, she goes, David, this is inappropriate to talk about. I'm like, how come you can say whatever you want, but for him to defend himself or even speak about what he does himself.
But you can emasculate him on television and in front of all your friends.
Yeah, no wonder why this guy.
No wonder, exactly. You said a lot with that, Grant.
There's just two different Shannons. Last season were like going on surprises and they were such in a great place, and I just don't get where we're going with
this. This is how it starts. This is how you drive your husband away. Like,
I hope she sees this and she changes this. I really do. I hope so.
And you can see it in his face. He just wants to be happy. Like, this man just wants to be happy.
So Tamara asks the million-dollar question. She says, why would Peggy like someone that lied about cancer if it's such a big part of her life? And this is what we asked on this show last week. And Eddie just says, oh, well, you know, I just think everything that she did was preventative. And, you know, I don't know what, like, no, they really didn't answer the question about Vicky. Like, that's what I want to know. Like, why can't someone just ask Peggy this? I guess Shannon kind of did. But I'm sorry,
the part where Peggy...
Like, why Peggy is accepting of Vicky, considering that she lied.
But she did explain that. She did say that, I mean, I think she put that aside, and just the fact that, Vicky was very comforting in her situation.
It has nothing to do with her.
No, I mean, like, the fact that Vicky was very comforting to her double mastectomy and wanting to, like, be a friend. I think she's overlooking that, because that is in the past. I guess it's easy for her to move on.
I think Tamara wants to know, why is it so okay for her to accept that? I think that's what she's asking. You know, well, like, I think
it's like her culture. She said, like, they just move on. They just brush it under the rug. To her, not a big deal.
They deflate problems.
I guess they do, unless if you follow the news stories about Peggy, I guess they just let it go.
I don't know. I think Shannon needs to take her husband to a movie.
She needs to
like take him on a romantic date, and you know what, we have some romantic movie that's coming up.
There you go.
We have a romantic comedy coming up. It's called I Do Until I Don't. And it's Lake Bell's she's directing. It's her follow-up debut to her 2013 comedy. Her comedy in 2013 was called In a World, and now her new movie is called I Do Until I Don't. It's about three married couples, and they have an old-fashioned idea to reboot everything. So why not turn marriage into a 7-year contract with an option to renew? So that's what this is about.
That's great.
Which is kind of like Real Housewives. We have all these married couples. They should go on a retreat and reboot.
I do like the title as well.
Yeah, they need to reboot all their marriages. So yeah, this comes out September 1st in theaters everywhere. It's going to be fantastic. Who doesn't love a good rom-com movie?
Oh, I love rom-coms.
I love rom-com.
With popcorn, a drink, and like
absolutely
candy.
Go see it. September 1st. It's called I Do Until I Don't.
Perfect. I haven't been to the movie since February, and I'm overdue. Yeah.
Not even Wonder Woman.
No.
How dare you?
So,
let's go see this.
I haven't seen a Universal picture, my friend. I haven't seen anything this year.
I don't think you want to say that on air.
I know. Well, I watched it at home. But no, I mean, I honestly haven't, but I've been watching a lot of this. There we go. Tamara and Peggy are getting together for yet another one-on-one. And Tamara has this flashback with Lydia on the beach. And like, someone always has to be in pain. You know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe Peggy is in pain. And that's why she was lashing out at me. And, you know, I think I'm going to give her a second chance despite her resting bitch face. Yeah, I'm like, where did this lash out happen? I don't, like I said, I only wish Peggy, like, screamed at Tamara.
She should have really given it to her. Then Tamara would have been, like, she would have had something to actually freak out about and not be so. She's very dramatic. Very, very dramatic. But you know what I like that Peggy said? Because Tamara's like, you know, your face, your resting bitch face. And Tamara's like, you should just smile. And Peggy's like, I don't like to smile.
Yeah.
She did smile, though, for a second.
She has a
beautiful smile.
At that time.
While we're talking about Peggy, like, when she walked into Bravo and when they started casting her, like, what they saw in her, that really was just like, okay, you're a good fit. You know? Because I'm sure these people that put these people on take time to think, okay, longevity. So maybe we're giving Peggy a little short of a time to like her, but...
Well, give her credit. She did say that Tamara blows things out of proportion.
So she does.
She didn't have to hang out too long to realize that. And Tamara felt that Peggy came for her and basically shoved Vicky down her throat, and that's why she was so turned off. But Peggy questions why Tamara acted so dramatically, and Tamara just says to Peggy, Is she just says, oh, is it me? Or do you have a resting bitch face? I wrote RBF. I'm like, what the hell was that? But I was like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad she knew what that was and not took like a major offense. I hope she did. I don't even think she really said if she did understand it or not.
Yeah, but it's all like an oxymoron because Tamara keeps bringing it up like that you have a resting bitch face. Like, obviously you know what a resting bitch face is. If you have a resting bitch face, you can't change it. Like, that's how her face looks.
I always think of the Statue of Liberty.
Like, classic, I would have just been like, this is my face. This is my face. Deal with it.
Yep. So she says, well, basically she says that if you just don't act like a bitch, I won't give you the face. Now, that was a good line.
That was a good line, and that shows that her housewife, like, potential is in there. It's there.
Why can't that be one of her taglines, though? Don't act like a bitch, I won't give you the face.
I think it's going to be the tagline next season, probably, if she makes it next season.
I feel like that'd be great.
But you know what, though? Tamara has bad vibes. Like, even when they met up, like, when they came together and they hugged and they sat down, she was like, oh, so glad we're outside. The vibes were just not there. Like, Tamara just doesn't give it. Yeah. So why would I give you any when you're not giving me any? I'm over Tamara. Can you tell?
He is over Tamara.
Can you tell?
Yeah. Well, Tamara basically ends the conversation by telling Peggy, don't try to be the peacemaker.
And she's like, I won't. I don't care if you and Vicky are friends. Which, good, finally. Good. Now you guys can get off her back. Yeah. She doesn't care if y'all are friends, even though you're on her show. So maybe you guys should just make a little effort. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So the Spartan race happens, and everyone's surprised that Shannon isn't there. And Lydia finds that she's just worried that Shannon is not supporting her husband, and that, you know, everyone celebrates after the race. You know, they all make out or whatever, and then David's standing there by himself. She's like, relatable.
It's really sad.
Very relatable in my life.
Yeah, I think Shannon was very not, she wasn't comfortable doing the race because she might have, you know, stopped at some point, or maybe she couldn't finish the race. But it's very sad that she's not engaged with what David wants to do, because I think it's important in relationships to go halfway.
Yeah. At the very least, just show up.
Show up to the freaking race. You're not going to run the race? Yeah. Show up at the end. Have a cake waiting for him, or have a protein bar. Be at the finish line with the big old kiss. Yeah. Like, just, I don't know. I think it was super sad.
What she said originally was that something happened after filming last year where he just kind of, like, stopped engaging with her. And we haven't really heard from David's side why he stopped engaging with her. So maybe she's kind of repaying him back for neglecting. I'm not sure, but I feel like we're going to find out this season.
I think he wanted to jump into something. I think he wanted to throw his frustrations into something. And if he couldn't do it sexually with someone else, he was like, you know what? I'm going to throw myself into working out. Like, it's about me. It's about bettering myself.
Escape.
Yeah, like,
he took her with her, though.
No, 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 no. That's not right. She should come on with him. She's seen that he's doing something positive. Join.
Yeah.
Join, or at least support. Support it. If you're not going to join, support it.
Yeah.
Like, it speaks volumes.
A lot of people are going to agree with us. Mm.
Even just, like, at the end when you mentioned that they were all kissing and stuff, just if you turned off all, like, the sound and everything and just looked at Lydia and her husband kissing, Tamara and Eddie kissing, and then David by himself. That man is yearning for some affection and not so much nagging. Like, nobody wants to be nagged all the time.
Do we think that they would ever get divorced at this point?
I think David is just so over it. He's just, like, going along for the ride.
I mean, do we all know a couple that probably should be divorced that isn't? I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe that's them. I mean, I'd hate to say that because I don't wish that on people.
No, absolutely.
But, I mean, it doesn't seem like she said it. A divorce is not an option. I mean, I don't know if he's saying it, but, I don't know. I mean, I just want to see people happy. And, look, I mean, maybe she'll find some luck with this restaurant that we haven't heard anything of this week, but maybe she'll throw herself into that and she'll have something in her life that she won't need to be married for. You know what I mean? Like, just something to counterbalance, and her kids are growing up.
It's interesting that the one thing that she's struggling in and her biggest issue is the weight issue, and the one thing that they're blowing up into a big event is this exercise running event. It's like, it just doesn't make sense to me that she wouldn't jump at the opportunity to do that or to even try.
It's almost like it's in her destiny. Like, it's
there for
her
to do.
It's there. Like, oh, come on, Shannon. You know what? Like, this is how you connect with your spouse. You don't like to exercise. I get it. I don't like to exercise either. But if my partner was doing the Spartan race, I would maybe go to a couple tryouts and see if I could do it. Maybe I won't finish the race, but I'll do it because I love you and I want to be there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel it's about support.
I only wish I had someone I could work out with just to try different classes. Like, there's so many different boot camp style classes or interval training. And, you know, it's not that fun to go on your own. Like, you know what I mean? At least say, like, I don't know. Like, I was just saying this to my mom the other day. I was like, I think it's really, like, actually, it was yesterday. I was like, it's really nice that people are able to, like, run a marathon. Just to say, even if you do one and you don't place or whatever, who cares? At least you can say, in my life, I did do that. You know what I mean? And I'm not really that much of a get-em-go active person in that sense. But I think it's just nice to say that you've accomplished that and that was part of your life. And you've got an option and people to go and do it with. I mean, just give it a shot just to say, hey, in my life, I went for this. You know, I tried.
I would love to hear why she didn't do it. Like, that would be a good, if she was on Watch What Happens Live today, I would love to sit down and listen to why she didn't go. So then we could, like, understand where her mindset was at the time, because it just doesn't make sense to me.
Why did she take it so personally? Remember in that confessional, she was like, David did the Spartan race last year. And then, I'm like, he did a Spartan race. Like, he's not out there putting his gardening tool into everyone's garden. Like, come on. The man is working out. Like, I think you need to reevaluate what's happening and focus on the important
things. I wonder if these two are still seeking therapy, because, like, on other housewives, like Real Housewives of Dallas, there's a couple, Stephanie and Travis, who they, from marriage, they've been in counseling. And that was before the show. So it's like, that to me is just extra help. You know what I mean? It's like going to a tutor if you're in the tough math class. I mean,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I feel like I really hope these two are at least going once a month somewhere to talk.
Well, when
it
there's,
doesn't sound like it to me, though.
If you can't fix it yourself and you're getting to a point where maybe it might be healthy to have some outside perspective, it's something to look into. Like, I would never be against it. I haven't needed it, thank God, but you never know.
I don't think these two are ever going to break up. I just don't see the headline coming out. I just don't.
Well, that's good news. That's the good news then.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's hope that they're happy with that. You know what I mean? But who knows? Let's flash forward to a bunch of drinking and bagpipes and an Irish bar. And it's
an Irish accent.
I love this.
And an Irish accent that I can't get out of my head, and it's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Oh, yes. Well, Shannon's back, and so is the shirt. We called that out last week.
That shirt. I don't want to see that shirt again.
I love that she did that, though. I think the only housewife I could think that brought an outfit back that was, like, iconic was NeNe Leakes in Atlanta. There was this blouse that she wore twice, but it's kind of nice.
What blouse? Because that's, like, my favorite. Place
it was the silver one with the little holes, and this is when she just got off Apprentice. Then she brought it back with a different wig.
Oh, okay.
I love Atlanta.
Good catch.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait for Atlanta, actually. But
wait, was it gray?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say gray?
Yeah, it was sparkly.
Okay.
I'll send you screenshots.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
But I like that she brought it back, because these outfits are symbolic. And you know, like,
yeah, and they're on TV and they're rich and they would never repeat an outfit.
But it was so, like, Ireland was so iconic. She tried to match the theme.
Yeah. God, it was already like a year in Housewives world.
I liked what Kelly was wearing. Happened.
They were wearing matching shoes. Did anybody notice that?
No.
They were wearing matching shoes.
Well, Kelly says that she talked to Vicky and that Vicky is worried that Tamra is getting in her head, meaning Shannon, getting in Shannon's head. And Shannon says that she's not brainwashable. So,
there you go.
I guess she's okay.
I think she is a little bit.
I think so, a little bit.
They're a team.
They feed off each other's energy about Vicky, obviously. I mean, it just is.
Yeah, they rally each other up. They get each other going and then they jump to conclusions, and they never work anything out, and they never come to a solution.
Yep. Shannon cites the rumors about her husband beating her that Vicky repeated, and that's the problem. And she also says that Vicky gets in Kelly's ear. And Megan says that Kelly is doing Vicky's dirty work. And it sounds like this is like a dramatic scene, but they're all like having a great time in the middle of giving each other these jabs.
I know. Like, I thought it was going to end badly, like, especially when she was like, well, how do you think I felt when you set me up with your friend?
At the 70s party.
Yeah,
yes.
And that was a good scene. So, yeah.
You know, it was definitely the drinking. The drinking definitely
helped.
Can either help or hurt. And in this case, it just helped because the dynamic was different, you know?
Yeah. Maybe it's because Tamra wasn't there.
Right. Yeah, the two Esters weren't there. Vicky and Shannon, when Vicky and Tamra were at home. So Shannon claims that night in Ireland, to get the drinks, that she was only there to have fun. That's the only reason why she was getting more drinks. And Kelly bought it, finally, a year later, but she bought it.
She might be the only one. I don't think we, but did you buy it?
Nobody on this panel did, but I kind of did last year a little bit.
You bought it last year?
I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, my God. It was so sneaky. Like, she literally got up from the table, went around the corner where the cameras couldn't even see her. She was like, make it a double. Make it a double. You know those drinks we just ordered? Make them a double.
Yeah, she was doing some...
Put some roofie in it, too.
I think it was a little...
Like, she's crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know you love to golf on her. Yes, it's cool. Shannon says that she was nervous how the rumor would affect her family. And then Kelly, once again, now really to Shannon's face, is, you know, drawing a common ground with Shannon, saying, you know, how do you think I felt, as you mentioned, at the 70s party, you know, where you would just try to set me up. And, you know, of course, Shannon once again denies that, says, I would never have a party to set anybody up. And Kelly says that it's very similar with putting a rumor out into the universe, mm-hmm. which is true. And the two really seem to have a breakthrough.
Yeah, because they both agreed. I think when someone backtracks a little bit, it can kind of throw off the energy. What with both people are like, you're right, and I'm sorry.
Yep.
And Shannon said the same thing. She goes, oh, I get it. Because she was like, that's the same thing. She said, I get it. So I think because everybody mutually agreed, you can all move forward.
Yeah, that's great.
Is this it for Crazy Kelly?
No, absolutely not.
Because I love Kelly versus Shannon, because she knows how to push Shannon's
buttons. She comes out.
I wouldn't even say push Shannon's buttons. She just taps Shannon's button and Shannon just goes off. So I'm like, that's like,
that's
funny
that
miss.
You mention it that way, because I think she's done with Shannon, but she's on to Megan.
Oh, the next week. Yes, I can't wait.
Drag kings. They're all drag kings next week.
Oh, I never heard that term.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Well, drag queen.
Yeah, I got that.
We're drag kinging it up. The women are dressing up like men. Okay. Next episode.
Yes.
They have beards and chest hair on.
Shannon
Kelly is
really
going off on Megan while having chest hair. This is going to be iconic. Can't wait
Megan
to see
storms
it.
Off on a mustache. I mean, something to see.
And a tracksuit.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I can't wait. And Tamara actually seems like she's keeping her nose out of it. She's all quiet at the other end of the bar.
I've been waiting to hear what Vicky has to say about this proof that she has. You know what I mean? What are we going to do with this? Are you going to threaten Shannon with the proof that you have about the husband? Or are you going to let it go? And
yeah,
I mean,
good
if
point.
She was smart, she would just let it go and move on. She wants to punish them for not being her friend. But yet it's like, I have this dirt on you and I'm not afraid to use it. Well, who the hell is going to be a friend with you when you have that over here?
I wish
like
she would kind of just let it go. You know, I love you, Vicky, but I wish she would just kind of let it go. Because you're right. What is she going to do with that information? What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
She's already done enough with it, actually. I mean,
yeah.
Looking at how Shannon has really blown up is, I guess, the word.
Oh.
Is that shade?
She
has blown up, and it's unfortunate because it was just so damaging to her, and this is the result of what Vicky did.
Right. Well, it's all about portion control. Can we get a seafood tower, please?
A lesson learned. It's all about portion control. Watch your resting bitch face. So yeah, that'll do, I guess, for our predictions, too. Yeah, I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, so there'll be more to come. Let's hope that next week really goes a little more wild than just Megan walking out. Because I want to see Megan get up from the chair, turn out, and just read into her. But I don't think it's going to
happen. No, Megan, she cops out. Well, maybe
we'll see. Maybe
she comes back. You never know with this editing.
Yeah. I'm glad, though, that they are addressing, again, but in a more dramatic fashion, the retaliatory text.
It's going to be interesting to see if we see receipts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they should bring them out at this point.
Yes, I mean, come on.
Already
and I'll bring my seafood tower receipt, Thomas.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. I'll be on mastros.com right now. I need to go there ASAP.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I want to go have a seafood tower. It's really good.
Okay, we're going to do that right now.
Well, you guys can keep up with us. If you are watching The Real Housewives of Dallas, you can find me doing that panel here at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. And as always on Twitter, @itsgrantsrants.
And you can find me, Lian Castillo, on all social media platforms, Hollywood Lian. Find me on Instagram. That's like my favorite. And Snapchat. Instagram and Snapchat. Those are my favorite. Thomas?
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. A lot of people see my show as kind of like The Hills and Keeping Up at the same time. So if you guys like those shows, check it out. It's called Your Time with Thomas on YouTube. Please subscribe.
And we'll be back next week with Blake rejoining for more Real Housewives
Miss
of OC.
Blake. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.